Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara here in studio with me from the Manhattan area, Habitat for Humanity, Executive Director Carmen Davenport, Construction Coordinator Larry Liotta, and Habitat Restore Manager Marie Kelly. I'm just going to publicly apologize for mispronouncing Marie's name the whole first segment. And from there, we'll just let that one go. That'll be the end of that, and we'll move on. As they told me, don't worry about it, but I still feel bad. Anyhow, I teased a little bit before the break about we're going to talk a little bit about how the construction projects with Habitat for Habitat for Humanity actually get started. So, Larry, what kind of is the process to getting these started?
Well, I know that there's a selection process. I'm not involved in that. Carmen is, and there's a board that helps choose the family that gets to have the home. We try and find a contractor who's willing to work with us, and this year we're very fortunate this time around to have Frontier Construction. I know that Habitat's been building one house a year, and we hope to step that up and build two homes a year because the need is there. We rely on different partners in the community. We've started a partnership with Manhattan Area Technical College, and so they're going to be working with us with their students. And then we've had a longstanding partnership with the K-State AGC, Associate General Contractors of America Group, and those young men come and they help support us as well. And on Fridays and Saturdays, then we solicit and take volunteers. And so we take people with no skills to, people that are experienced contractors and have a lot of skill, and we pair people up and we start building the house.
And it's good to know that, you know, for anyone who wants to get involved, even if you aren't necessarily a licensed carpenter or someone who knows what necessarily all the ins and outs of how to do this, there are people there who will be able to help you out and get involved and in the way that you can.
There are, and there's a lot of people that look forward to this that come back house after house, which is interesting. And of course, they have gained skills, and then they can become leaders on the job site.
And you mentioned volunteers. We've been talking a little bit about volunteers, and where there is a little bit of a limitation on volunteers at the build sites, just due to being able to supervise the numbers, as you were saying, there isn't necessarily that same restriction at the Habitat Restore.
Correct. We can take larger groups and even smaller groups. So sometimes it's common for us to have groups with as little as 5 people, or we'll have some groups with as many as 40. So the Restore is very accommodating on the different tasks and how many people we can take.
And has the Restore been around the same length as the Habitat for Humanity in Manhattan, or is that more of a more recent addition?
No, that's more recent. I'd have to check the exact year, but I believe it was around 2004 that we started the Restore.
All right. And tell me a little bit about kind of the mission there at the Restore and some things that you can get out to the public on all that.
So we are here to support the Manhattan Area Habitat for Humanity's main mission, which is to provide affordable housing in our area. The Restore is our ongoing source of operating funds. We are open to the public, and we sell donated quality used construction materials, appliances, furniture, and more. You can bring items to the Restore to donate, or we can come and pick them up for free. All you have to do is just give us a call to schedule, sometimes a couple days, even the same day, rarely, or maybe even a couple weeks.
And for people who want to call, what is that number that people do come get a delivery or come get a pickup?
You can find it on our website, and I'm pretty sure
you could call the main Restore number. It's 785-537-7545.
All right, sounds good. And generally, what are the there's all sorts of things that you get there, and I understand that they're kind of like marked down so that people who are in need are able to afford them.
Yes, a lot of the items in the Restore are marked down to at least half or even way less than half. You'll find some really great quality furniture, so solid wood tables or even dressers, refrigerators, stoves, everything there is deeply discounted compared to what you would get at like Home Depot or Menards or even just a furniture store in general.
All right, fantastic. I think I might need to come down there sometime soon, to be honest.
You should. It's a really fun environment to be in.
All of the ReStore items are donated, but they are not all used. We do actually get new construction materials, a lot of times leftovers from jobs of our generous contractors in the area, and they'll just drop off brand new materials. So we keep an eye out on our Facebook page. The ReStore actually does have a separate Facebook page from our main Facebook page, and we'll always post when we get those great new items that you need to come that day, because they go quickly.
That was Carmen Davenport, Executive Director of the Manhattan Area Habitat for Humanity. Also in studio, Construction Coordinator Larry Liotta and Habitat ReStore Manager Marie Kelly. And speaking about other aspects of the Habitat for Humanity, I understand that there's a number of other projects and programs that go on throughout it, such as the various repair teams that are involved as well, from those helping people in aging communities, aging demographics, as well as veterans.
Yeah, Nick, we have a grant from the Manhattan community that allows us to go out into homes and do minor repairs. We've done about 20 repairs just since July. Some of them have been as larger repairs like roofs and paintings of homes and building ramps for veterans, and others are smaller repairs, some plumbing or electrical, or replacing a door, winterizing and doing windows and those kinds of things. And we do have a website that allows people to sign up that maybe they had that kind of job and they've retired and they'd like to help out, and that's always appreciated. So that repair team goes out at least once a week and does some repairs, and that's in addition to the new build, so we're proud of that.
I would like to add also about our repair team. The income guidelines are the same as for our home build, so if you want to see what those are, you can check that out on our website at mhkhabitat.org.
And for the people who actually engage in the repairs themselves, is it the same team just with different programs, or is there a separate team for the aging in place as opposed to the veterans build?
No, it can be a different team every time. So we try and rotate and get new people involved all the time. And so it depends on the particular repair and the expertise of the people. Obviously, if you're replacing a roof, then it's nice to have roofers. If you're going to do some electrical work, then it's nice to have someone that has a background in electrical.
And I understand that there's a workshop coming up as well, a home buyer's workshop on the 25th. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, we host an educational workshop every month. It's geared toward our homeowners that are in the process, but actually it's open to the public. And so we will talk about different things every month, from home maintenance to budgeting and finance, just everything that would help a homeowner succeed in their new home.
And regarding everything, I guess this is a question for everyone. What has sort of been the reaction from the community? How have you been received with all the efforts ongoing? Say you go out someone gets into a home, or you come out and repair a home, or someone comes into the ReStore. How does the community seem to respond to just the various services that are available?
I think that they're excited we're here. I think that maybe there are people that don't know that we're here, and so we're happy to have this opportunity to get the word out today. We have had a great success with our new repair team. We actually just launched that last November, and the response to that has been phenomenal, and we've had lots and lots of applications coming in, and I feel that a lot of new volunteers as well, so it's been a great success.
And for folks who want to get involved, folks who want to volunteer, folks who want to apply for anything, again, where's a great place for them to get in contact with you all?
The best way to start is our website, which is mhkhabitat.org, but you can also call our main office, which is 785-537-7545. The ReStore is 785 call our main office.
I think it's the same one then. Oh, no, that's completely fine. And are there any last thoughts or anything you wanted to share that I maybe didn't touch on?
We just really want to thank the whole community, the city of Manhattan and all Riley and Pottawatomie counties, for all your continued support and generosity, which is vital to our success. And we have really appreciated everyone that's come forward in the last year and stepped up and helped us out. And we just hope to see that continue.
All right. Very good. Karen, Larry, Marie, thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Nick.
All right. Coming up next, we have some folks from the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. That includes Mike Kearns. We'll have Chuck Tannehill, and we will have Janet Nichols in studio with us. So stay tuned for some more In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.
Nick, I forgot to do something earlier this morning. I have a couple of passes for the, or a couple of tickets for tomorrow night's Black Violin show at McCain Auditorium.
Do you?
And we're going to give those away right now to caller number 3 at 537-1350 here at News Radio KMAN. Caller number 3, 537-1350. You'll get two tickets to go see Black Violin tomorrow night at McCain Auditorium, part of the McCain Performance Series.